Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a thankful Thursday. You know what? Since we're thankful for our next guest too, I want to hear the sound effect. I want to play it. Let's go ahead and play it right now. Start it off. Go.
You got to be more thankful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
We thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell.
Have you said thank you once?
Thank you. There it is. Thankful Thursday. I'm liking that sound effect, man. I tell you what else. I'm thankful for the fact that we have someone coming on who is, listen, she's like a refugee right now from the Dale Jackson show. She's on the line. Emily Hayes, how are you doing?
I'm well, Uncle Phil. How are you?
I am good. I am good. And for those who are live streaming, we got her on video and everything.
Yeah, I told JP, I said, you'll look into my home studio / the guest bedroom. So welcome home.
That works. I'm liking it. Funny story. I won't tell you who it was because the person would get really mad if I did, but I know somebody who was doing a Zoom interview for a job and sort of did the test with the camera, make sure everything looks good. They can't see the unmade bed in the background, except what she didn't know was that when the interview started, the camera almost like kind of like panned out. And all of a sudden, there she is doing an interview with her unmade bed right behind her. And still got the job, though.
If you, I literally just had a moment like that. Because if you're on the live stream, you just saw Margo come in here for me to open a pack of gummies.
Tell Margo, hey.
I will. I told her, I said, Mom's got to go do some radio. And she said, with Mr. Dale. And I said, no, with Uncle Phil. And she said, okay, Mom.
So. Hey, let me ask you, I want to change this. I want to, you called in for another purpose, but I want to get you on current events for a minute.
Okay.
So Minneapolis, horrible situation.
Mm-hmm. Nightmare
situation. You're the parent of a small child. You've also been really involved in a Christian school. Amazing thing for me to, so were we, my family, very much so. My wife worked 15 years at Westbrook Christian. I taught a class there myself. I was on the board there. Our kids grew up there. Went to chapel there all the time. I spoke at chapel there a lot. I cannot imagine the idea that these kids were in mass at their school and that happened. What are your thoughts?
I mean, it hits really close to home for me. You know, our plan with Margo this entire time has been that once she's old enough to start at our church's school, that she was going to go there. When I was young and we moved up from Birmingham to Coleman, I went to 5th and 6th grade there and loved it. And of course, it's my grandparents' church. It's our church. It's a place that is very familiar to us, feels like home, is home, and have always felt safe there. I've never had any reason to doubt and appreciate all the safety measures that they have in place for the school as well as the church. And those have tightened up over the years. You know, access to the school, especially after COVID, was really locked down. So to hear that, you know, knowing the way that our church is set up, and then hearing that this coward stood behind stained glass to shoot into the church.
Yeah.
It really gets, I mean, I can't help but relate it to our everyday life. It gets me in the gut because I know where my baby sits and I know where the big stained glass is behind the altar, and we have stained glass on the side. Now our stained glass is up high, and you know, God forbid that ever happen here, but it's just, you know, as a parent, your mind starts running through all these scenarios. Like, how would I get to my baby if this happened here? And what would I do? So all the images I've seen, I saw the letter that the shooter wrote, and it just leads me back to something that is, I've been a big, in my own little world, a big proponent of for the last several years, is the lack of mental health access. Because this is, in that letter, regardless of if someone truly believes they're trans or not and needs to transition, you know, taking that out of it, if you look at that letter that was written, depression, anxiety, the pain of depression and anxiety, which is real. I've had family members suffer from this, and it can be physically painful. And to not, okay, you want to be trans, but if you're telling me you're depressed, you need to go talk to somebody. Now, your depression is probably spinning off from having this identity crisis and body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
But start tackling the root of the problem. And the root of the problem was not a bunch of school-aged children en masse.
I got to tell you, I've got an article here from townhall.com that I didn't even get to when I was doing this earlier in the show. But it just, something you said just reminded me. He wrote a bunch of his manifesto stuff in Cyrillic. It's almost like he was using it like code but there's a reporter from the New York Post that actually had it translated. And at one point he said he decided that the killing of children of innocent civilians would bring him the most joy. Another time he said, in his own words, he said he had been suicidal for several years, but he wanted to take others out with him. Another time he said, I don't want to do it to spread a message. I do it to please myself. I do it because I'm sick. And I don't think I could just take myself out. I need to do it with some kind of big final act. This is a guy who was you know, writing this stuff about himself for years, and no one intervened.
And it's heartbreaking for me as well that someone felt so intensely those emotions, those feelings, had those thoughts. And there was no one around him that loved him enough to help him get the help that he needed.
Yeah.
And likely reaffirmed some wacky life choices and supported a train of thought.
I think that's on our.
I think we lost your microphone there, Em. Can you check that real quick? Let's do a quick test. You back? Are you back?
Am I with you?
You are. You're back. Okay. All of a sudden, we had weirdness.
Get it together, JP.
Why did I get blamed for that?
She knows. She's worked with you. She can blame it on you and get away with it.
But all I was saying was it's very heartbreaking to me that for years this was known that this individual felt this way, was dealing with a lot of internal personal demons, and no one around him pushed for help.
Yeah.
And also, I know what it's like here in the state of Alabama. We had two major mental health facilities closed in my lifetime, Bryce and the North Alabama mental health care facilities. And when those things aren't accessible, when you can't, you're taking resources away from people who really need them. And then all this, we're going to affirm what people believe about themselves instead of we're going to affirm what is real and true and God-given.
Yeah.
Then you get into situations like this.
Well, it's interesting. I'm sitting here thinking right as you're talking too, that that would be me, you, and JP have all had a Christian school in our life. Listen, I would not trade a thing about my kids were raised in an environment where I not only knew what they were being taught educationally, but I knew what they were being taught spiritually, and it meant the world. There were times when that school was almost like our other church in a sense. There was a lot of worship there. There was a lot of growth there. There was a lot of raising up a child in the way they should go. And I look at it and think, I believe that was a big part. In fact, the FBI says they're now investigating this as a hate crime against Catholicism. I really do believe he targeted this not just because he had a personal connection to the school. He targeted it because it was a Christian school, period.
Right. And wasn't that the case with the Nashville shooter as well?
It was.
There was a connection there as well. I don't understand it. It's mind-boggling to me.
I don't get it either, but it's a sad situation. But listen, we got better things to talk about. We got to take a break right now, but we got much better things to talk about because you got a thing coming that I think folks need to hear about, and it's a good cause. So stand by. I want to get all the details from you. All right. We got Emily Hayes on the line. JP, we got Emily Hayes on the line. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, we're going back to the phones with Emily Hayes, who, by the way, in case you ever wondered about these secrets, you know, the recipes for all the success of the Dale Jackson Show, it's because of Emily. So there's that.
That's very kind. Oh, by the way, I'm supposed to check in and see if you're going to do this pull-up challenge with Dale.
Well, I tell you what, Dale can't do it, so why would I? But I mean, like, even this morning, I'm not bragging, but even this morning I was working out, and 100 push-ups is what I do. So not all together. I did like sets of 40, 30, 20, 10. But the pull-ups, I haven't done pull-ups in like a long time, sister. So
the pull-ups are a big ask. I mean, I'm staying out of this, but Dale said if you agreed, then you could go against Yaffe. So
I see how he threw Yaffe out there. Okay,
poor Yaffe.
Hey, listen, you're really good at what you do, radio stuff, but you are also really involved with some other folks, and there's a big event coming up, and I want you to have time to talk about it here for a few minutes. So talk to us about this the whole golf tournament coming up and what it supports.
Okay, so I also do work for the Star Charity Golf Classic, and this is the 16th year of the Star Charity Golf Classic. Over these last 15 years, they've raised over $700,000 for local charities in Huntsville.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's, you know, just to get into what that day looks like, it's an incredible day up at the Ledges. You get to play this course, and we say that if you play the Star Charity Golf Classic and you leave hungry, then you didn't do it right. We have a whole, I like to, our owner, Darden Heritage, loves to do what I call rib land. And it's right outside the 10th hole. He has this whole big setup with a smoker and all that stuff. And he's doing ribs all day long and with sides and stuff. And it's set up to where you just drive through on your little golf cart on the way to 10 and you get your to-go plate with you.
Wow.
There's food set up across the whole course. There's drinks. There's the most incredible swag bag when you check in. It's a phenomenal day. It all wraps up with some activities at your steak dinner. It's a great day out there at the Ledges. And it all benefits the National Children's Advocacy Center and the Military Child Education Coalition, two incredible organizations doing stuff for our kids, especially with the Military Child Education Coalition. You know, as I'm sure you'll understand, when children are moving from, you know, deployment to deployment or things like that, they start to lose. I mean, there's just differences in education in schools, and the Military Child Education Coalition, one of their one of the things they do is help kids get up to that level, bridge the gap. If, you know, they're further ahead in math somewhere than the child is,
it's crucial work. I wish that had been around. I remember as a kid being stationed one place and then moving back to Huntsville. And it turns out I was half a year behind in math, and I had to go every day after school and get extra lessons to get caught up. And then I went to half my high school in London, England at a DOD school overseas, and then came back to Grissom in Huntsville and graduated. I totally get that. So let me ask you this, because I don't want to run out of time. You guys, this amazing event y'all do, and the golf tournament, people want to participate in any form or fashion. What are you advising right now? How can they still be involved?
So if you're not a golfer, we have 8 golf teams still available. So if you want one of those, just get in touch with me. There's many ways to do so. But if you want to do something easy, you're not a golfer, but you want to throw a couple of bucks towards the charities, every location of Star Market and Star Discount Pharmacy, as well as Propes Discount Drugs and Huntington Pharmacy in and around the Huntsville area, are selling golf flags. Those golf flags are $1 and $5 increments. So if you want to buy $20 worth of flags, that'll go straight towards our overall total to donate to the charities. And this is the last weekend to do it. We stop on September 1st. We sell them for the whole month of August. So there's 5 locations of Star Discount Pharmacy: Madison, Bailey Cove, Meridianville, Five Points, Gurley. There's Star Market in Five Points, the classic, the one that's been there for 8 decades, holding down the fort in Five Points. And there's also Star Market in Meridianville. Of course, Propst, there in Five Points and Huntington down there off of South Parkway.
I love, by the way, I love Star Market in Five Points. That place is so cool.
It's so great.
It is. You walk in, it's like you're going back in time, and yet everything is current all at the same time. It's just kind of weird. Hardwood floors and, you know, and all the latest stuff. All right, sister, that is good stuff. So people can buy flags, $1 and $5 mm-hmm. increments. They still got 8 teams. I'm going to ask you right now, if they want to reach out to you about participation or sponsorship, because y'all are sponsoring two amazing charities. If they want to reach out to you, how can they do it? Or we can have them text here, or we can give them your contact, whatever you want to do. What's your preference
on that? If they're
comfortable
texting you and wanting more information about that, JP knows how to get in touch with me, so he can forward that on to me. But if you want more information about it, you can check out HuntsvilleStarMarket.com.
HuntsvilleStarMarket.com. So the number here is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You text in, JP will put you in touch with her. Or you can go to, say it again, the website...
HuntsvilleStarMarket.com.
Too easy. That's awesome. Okay. Emily, listen, I'm just going to go ahead and say, you're the reason why Dale Jackson's show works. Just so you know.
Oh, Phil.
It's just true. JP,
you're too kind to me.
JP worked there for a while. He told me all the inside baseball. we know that Dale doesn't know where the buttons are or anything, and he rolls out of bed first thing in the morning, splashes water on his face, and then you guys already have coffee hot for him, and it's all good. And just works.
Well, you know, it's a team effort.
Come on,
teamwork
JP,
makes
chime
the dream
in, man.
Work.
Well, hey, I mean, we would have coffee ready for him if he was in the studio. But
that's right.
Oh, JP.
That's right. I forgot. By the way, I've been to his home studio. It's nothing but empty beer cans and dirty socks. It was awful.
Listen, empty monster cans. I mean, yes. And his energy drinks, I tell you what.
All right. Well, listen, make sure that tomorrow morning you go on the show and say that we know all of his secrets and that I'm going to start letting them out one day at a time, just enjoying the fact that I'm going to out everything about the Dale Jackson show, except that the first thing we're going to say is it's Emily Hayes who makes it all work now.
Thank you very much.
Give her some applause. How about some applause? That's good. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Mama. Thank you very much. You. All right. We love you, Emily. Thank you so much for all you do.
Love you guys. Thank you.
See ya. All right. Listen, we got plenty going on here on this show, and it's just great to have friends. I she's awesome. You know what? You worked with her for a while.
Oh, yeah. She's the best. Yeah.
She is. Absolutely. What did they call the two of y'all together?
Oh, the Prophecy, yeah.
To who y'all together, Dale called you the Prophecy.
Yeah, you know, because we would do the show, us two, whenever Dale had to go, you know, on a drinking trip or something. And, so we were the Prophecy. It was us to overtake his show, so yeah.
His show is like at 6 a.m. He's already on drinking trips? Is that what I'm hearing?
I guess so, yeah.
All right, last half hour coming up on a Thankful Thursday. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.